And there's skepticism outside the Gulf, too, about how long the well will stay shut down. For good reason, apparently. NPR science correspondent Richard Harris is with us again now to tell us why. Hey, Richard.
Good morning.
So this is just part of a test, to be clear. There are no promises that this well is going to remain shut down, are there?
That's correct. And let me tell you what the test is about. Let me remind you, they're letting pressure build up inside the well in order to assess its condition. And if the well can hold a lot of pressure, that means it's actually in pretty good shape. But if the pressure is leaking out, that could indicate damage down below. And this information will be useful when it comes time to drill into the well and pump cement into it, we hope in a couple weeks' time. And the newly installed valves also can come into play during that operation as well. So it's sort of part of a bigger context here.
So at the end of this test, do they go back to trying to collect some of the oil that's in the well?
It depends what they find. The best case scenario is that the well will simply remain shut. That's clearly what BP would like to do. But last night, National Incident Commander Thad Allen said it remains likely, his words, that they will return to collecting oil at the end of the test. And let me walk you through the possibilities just so we can understand how this might unfold. As I say, if in the best case scenario, they'll just simply leave it shut. But the next best case is they'll open some of the hoses that are already attached down in the blowout preventer and pipe the oil to the surface. And those two hoses together can handle about 30,000 barrels of oil a day. There's probably more than that in the well, so that may or may not be enough to satisfy their pressure concerns. If they do need to collect more, they'll add another ship, and the ship called the Enterprise is actually standing by. But I will caution that the process of hooking up that ship will almost certainly end up putting oil into the water, maybe for a couple of days even. So we could see more oil in the water under that scenario. And again, that may not be enough. That ship plus what's down there is 50,000 barrels a day. That could well cover what oil is in there, but they may actually need more than that. There are ships that can add that capacity, but they won't be ready for more than a week. So one footnote here is one thing we've been interested all along is how much oil is spilling out. If they leave the well shut, we may actually never get a really final definitive answer for that. And so Representative Ed Markey, a Democrat of Massachusetts, says he would like to see oil flow back up to the surface safely, if possible, of course, so that we can actually finally measure how much oil is coming out.
Well, and we've also talked a lot about the weather, which has affected operations there greatly. I know this is forecast to be a record-breaking hurricane season. Safe to assume there's planning going on for future weather problems.
That's a big concern, because if they can close down the well, then they don't have to worry about hurricanes. But if they decide that they need to collect oil again, at some point, the ships on the surface will have to leave. And during that time, there's no way to collect that oil. So for that period of time, oil will continue to spew into the Gulf. So that's another consideration about, can you just shut it down or do you want to collect the oil?
And just quickly, the permanent solution is going to be this relief well. Where does that stand?
That's been put on hold for a couple of days. They didn't want to keep drilling during this test just in case that they ran into problems. And they certainly don't want to damage the relief well. But there's still hope that end of this month, maybe early August, that will be ready to go, and they'll put cement down, and that will be really the end of the story.
Okay. Thanks, Richard.
My pleasure.
That's NPR science correspondent Richard Harris.